Jimmy Breslin has written an awful lot of newspaper columns and many books, too, and in the most recent of the latter, he characterizes Jackie Robinson's entry into Major League Baseball as, quote, Branch Rickey's assault on ignorance. It's a great phrase in a book with lots of them, and a book with lots of perspective on what the man known to his players as Mr. Rickey and to many writers as the Mahatma accomplished. Joining me now from NPR's New York Bureau is Jimmy Breslin. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
Branch Rickey essentially invented baseball's farm system, which you write at one point was, quote, modeled somewhat after the Southern system of slavery. Some irony there, I guess.
It was, what I say, somewhat?
Yeah.
Precisely after the slavery system, and for a reason. Rickey had changed the world by putting a black in a baseball, but while he was at it, then he developed a farm system. Baseball players all over the country who were signed and then sold. You couldn't keep them all. He had 500 ball players. So he sold them. He could sell a guy for $10,000. Rickey took 10%. There was no such thing as an agent in those days. So Rickey took that role. It was a big thing. Money in his pocket.
One of the allies Branch Rickey needed in his plan to bring Robinson to the Dodgers was George V. McLaughlin, the president of the Brooklyn Trust Company, to which institution the Dodgers owed $800,000 at the time.
That's right.
Having heard Branch Rickey's plan, Mr. McLaughlin said something like, don't try to bring principle into this. If this doesn't work for money, you're sunk. You write that this made Branch Rickey tingle. Why?
Well, because that was exactly what you knew would bring the man over to your side. Get paid. Let me tell you about McLaughlin. Rickey brings up the fact they could make money together with a black ball player. It took McLaughlin a minute and 2 seconds to see how the black could start to bring large crowds into Ebbets Field stands. And why this is a wonderful idea, black coming into baseball. Let's do it. That took care of racism.
As long as they could make a profit, racism was dead.
I can pay rent. What are you talking about?
Jackie Robinson didn't join the Brooklyn Dodgers until the spring of 1947. But how long before that did Branch Rickey begin planning to integrate Major League Baseball?
Branch Rickey lived at Forest Hills Gardens, Queens. And in late 1943-44, the minister at the Protestant church 2 blocks away was drafted, and there was nobody there. Rickey picked up a Bible, mounted the steps to the pulpit, and delivered a sermon to an audience of women, elderly women. Their husbands were away in the army. Everybody was gone. There was a war. One time he finally said that, I am going to change things in Brooklyn. I am going to place a black in the National Baseball League. You're not to say anything about this till the war is over, because we can't have it. People are being excited by this race thing when your husbands are not here to handle it. And the women all said they would say nothing. And they didn't say a word. And he called Clyde Sukeforth from Maine to come down. He had been a catcher and a scout. He asked Sukeforth to go to Chicago and get this Jackie Robinson. So Sukeforth went out there and didn't know one black from the other. They went to the offices of the Brooklyn Dodgers at 215 Montague Street. Went upstairs, what was it, to the 4th floor, where Rickey sat in a big office. And Rickey said, do you know why we brought you here? And Robinson said, to play for black baseball team, I guess. And Rickey said, no, that isn't why we brought you here. We brought you here to play for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And that left Robinson in shock. He could barely talk for the next 3 hours as Rickey assaulted him and imitated whites turning him away from restaurants, abused him. He spent the whole afternoon, at the conclusion of which Ricky had him sign a contract with the Brooklyn organization. It was done. That's it.
I'd like to ask you to read just a short passage from the book. It's the beginning of the story of Scout Clyde Sukeforth's trip to watch Jackie Robinson play when he was with the Kansas City Monarchs.
Yeah. Clyde Sukeforth's business trip by train to Chicago was so much more than a search for a baseball player. He was not traveling merely to see a baseball player, even a great player, for even these are merely bodies that one day run fast and then run slow before fading into memory.
After you came up with that, merely bodies that one day run fast and then run slow before fading into memory, did you hesitate before writing the rest of that paragraph?
No.
No.
You can't. You're doing this for a living, this writing. Come on, write it. You got to get paid here.
In 1947, Dodgers games were brought to radio listeners by Red Barber. He was, of course, beloved then and much beloved in later years by public radio listeners. He used to be on with Bob Edwards.
Yeah, but he started off silly, Southern silly. He had been around growing up, Ku Klux Klan rallies where they tarred and feathered blacks. And now he was in Brooklyn as the announcer, mm-hmm. and Ricky called him in. Ricky told him, I'm going to place a black Jackie Robinson in baseball. Barber went home in shock and said he was going to have to quit. He couldn't announce a black, not from where he came from. So he got home in Scarsdale, Westchester County, and he told his wife, and she listened. I'm living in a nice house here in Scarsdale, a suburb. She said, well, we ought to have a drink before you call. So she made him a martini with nothing in it but liquor and some ice. He had it, and then he held out his glass. He'd have another one. She had it in her mind to give him 20 drinks if that's what it was going to take. But the minute he took the second drink, she knew that once again, good, decent alcohol was overcoming ignorance. And they would have no more thoughts of leaving over Jackie Robinson coming into baseball.
Yeah, you write that it was a good thing that Lila Barber was an adult. And I think that's probably
it. That's what she was. You know, what is this foolishness? We're going to give up this house because of a black baseball player he doesn't want? Come on, have a drink.
As you point out in the book, Branch Rickey was a man of many facets. He was a powerful agent of change who saw no problem with profiting from his good works, nor was he shy about educating people about his own significance. Finally, all of these things considered, how should people regard Branch Rickey today?
As Robinson stepped out of a dugout and put a spiked shoe on the National League baseball field's grass, the country shook and changed immediately. A hand was behind him on the back of Jackie Robinson and shoved him onto the field to change America forever.
Jimmy Breslin has written a great many books, the most recent of which is Branch Rickey, published by Viking. The author joined me from NPR in New York. Jimmy Breslin, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Good.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Tribou. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Mark Filippino, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Ken Shulman's Cotter Photo Gallery, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, listen to archived shows and stories, or learn more about our weekly music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Jimmy Breslin, who confirms that Jersey City's unofficial motto used to be, not guilty.
That's it. That was a very important phrase.
Yes, and I've heard that Hoboken's unofficial motto was, "Don't look at me, I didn't do it either." I'm Bill Littlefield, and I come from New Jersey. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from Mini, featuring the 37-mile-per-gallon Mini Cooper with go-kart handling. Learn more at miniusa.com/info. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.